Today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice met with one of Iraq's deputy prime ministers. That may sound like an ordinary meeting, but this Iraqi official is a controversial one, Ahmed Chalabi. He was a key figure in the run-up to the war, helping the Bush administration make its case and predicting the U.S. would be welcomed with flowers. The administration's relationship with him has been hot and cold since then. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Chalabi is hoping this visit will mark his return to favor.
Chalabi is a political survivor, a longtime exile and Washington insider. Some here saw him as a potential leader of post-Saddam Hussein Iraq. The Pentagon even flew him into Iraq in the early days of the war. But last year, relations soured, and the U.S. accused him of passing secrets to Iran. The Bush administration also cut off payments to his Iraqi National Congress, a group now being investigated by Democrats on Capitol Hill for funneling bogus information to the U.S. about Iraq's alleged weapons program. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin today demanded that Chalabi be subpoenaed to appear before congressional intelligence committees rather than wined and dined.
This man misled us into a war with bad information, and then once there, turned on the United States and used information against our national interest. Is that the kind of person you want to invite to lunch? I don't think so.
Shame, Mr. Chalabi! Shame, American Enterprise Institute! Shame, Mr. Bush!
About a dozen anti-war activists gathered outside the American Enterprise Institute, where Chalabi addressed scholars and journalists this afternoon. Inside the conservative think tank, he was hailed as a patriot who is simply facing a smear campaign. He denies he ever said that in spite of his errors, he was a hero for persuading the U.S. to topple Saddam Hussein.
I never said that. We are heroes in error. We are sorry for every American life that is lost in Iraq. I regret every loss of American lives that happened in Iraq subsequent to the end of fighting with Saddam. As for the fact that I deliberately misled the American government, this is an urban myth.
Chalabi also denies the allegations that he told Iran last year that the U.S. broke an Iranian code. But Rand Beers, who used to be on President Bush's National Security Council, says the open FBI investigation into the case does put the Bush administration in an awkward position.
If we have reason to believe that that's true, or I would even go so far as to say, if we haven't disproven that it was true, then I think that the people who talk to him have to be, one, very circumspect, and two, not particularly senior.
Very senior people are meeting with Chalabi, though, including Vice President Dick Cheney and National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley. State Department spokesman Adam Arely went out of his way today to describe Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's meeting with Chalabi as a routine discussion with an Iraqi official whose portfolio includes the vital energy sector.
The way to look at this visit and the meetings with Chalabi is in the context of a broad and sustained and intensive partnership between the United States and Iraq.
Officials are quick to point out that Secretary Rice also met this week with another leading figure from Iraq, Vice President Adel Abdel Mahdi. But that visit has been overshadowed by the media frenzy surrounding the Bush administration's former golden boy, Ahmed Chalabi. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.